Hi, I'm Carter. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Carter. And by the way, that was Carter, his very own self, playing our Kids Commute theme on his recorder. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing whatever instrument you play and our theme, find sheet music and instructions at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Musical Time Machine Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have another hint for our Time Machine Quizlet later in the show. So let's find out where our time machine has landed right now. Wow, if it's even possible, the wigs are even bigger and more fancy than in the Baroque period. The music's very different, though. Let's see what we have to work with.
We have the technology.
We'll hear a lot more stringed instruments, including the brand new double bass. Trumpets are finally using valves so they can be more melodic and less just loud. And hooray, hooray, the most important instrument invention of the classical period is the fortepiano. Fortepiano means loud, soft. Forte means loud, piano means soft. The biggest deal about the fortepiano was that it could play both loud and soft, whereas a harpsichord can only play loud and loud. This gave composers a lot more to work with in terms of sound. Now they had more instruments and better control over how they sounded. Even though the fortepiano was a big deal because you could change the dynamics, loud and soft, to us now, it kind of sounds rinky-tinky, like a kid's toy piano. Pianos are much bigger with a deeper sound now. Here's a snippet of the piano trio by Haydn that we'll be hearing today. And the instrument they're using is a fortepiano. Now let's hear the same piece of music played with a regular piano that we use today. Can you hear the difference? The regular piano is a lot deeper. But because we want to hear this piece of music closer to what it sounded like when it was written, we're going to go ahead and listen to the fortepiano version. This is the third movement of Haydn's Piano Trio No. 44. That was Franz Joseph Haydn's Piano Trio No. 44. Well, let's say goodbye to Haydn and the classical period as we hop into our musical time machine. We'll find out where we land tomorrow. Now on to our time machine quizlet. This week we'd like to know, what is the oldest instrument known to mankind that makes sounds that can't be made with the human body, as in not singing or clapping? Now here's your first hint. The first one was apparently made out of cave bear bone more than 43,000 years ago. Here's another hint. The ancient Sumerians and Egyptians made them out of bamboo. Do you know the answer? Send it in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. And if you get it wrong, we'll let you try again. Speaking of trying again, Quizlet aces, please remember you're only eligible to win a prize pack every 30 days. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.